Maybe it's a bad idea to drink this shit before this episode.
Yo, not gonna lie, we restarted the episode because it just got messed up.
Why you gotta let people know?
Because this is an authentic podcast, okay? Yeah. This is not like a perfect podcast, but it is a professional podcast.
If you didn't say it, nobody would have known. Like, nobody was asking if this is the first time.
Yeah, nobody was asking, right? I just offer information.
Right before we were talking about this, Yoni was explaining to me the urge he's been recently feeling around all of his clothing. And the urge is that you kind of just, in the summertime, you want to just cut all your jeans and pants into shorts and all your long sleeve t-shirts and anything you own into like a tank top.
Yeah. Not a tank top, but just like this shirt specifically. I really want to cut this and make it like short sleeve, like short sleeve, right?
Yeah, I mean, short sleeve, but if you cut it straight, it's going to be a tank top, like a muscle tank top.
Yeah, exactly. Like a muscle tee. And I'm this close to doing it, but it's like, this is my favorite t-shirt. If you're watching the video, this is Tupac right here, the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. And it's a really nice t-shirt.
Okay.
And I've been looking for that t-shirt for a very, very long time. So when I found it, I was like, I can't. I already cropped it, actually. I cropped the bottom because it was longer.
Right.
So I cropped it.
And you cut the sleeves already.
Yeah, exactly. But now that it's summertime,
you just don't want anything to be like on your arms.
And I've been hitting the gym.
Oh, my God.
I just let the guns out. You know what I mean? I just want to do that. But anyways, so I'm not going to do that with this t-shirt, but I definitely have like a few that I've done that with. And then shorts. I don't really like how jeans look when you cut them yourself anymore. I used to like it in the beginning.
You want like a clean cut seamed short.
Yeah.
I feel that. Me too. I have a pair of
unless you shorts. Do it right by yourself. Some people know how to like really do it by themselves. Yeah. I'm not that person.
Yeah. And speaking of what we're wearing, I just want to give a shout out to my mom right now because my mom made this comment one time about the fact that Yoni always looks so nice on the podcast. He always has a nice fit on. And I always kind of don't. That's what she said. She was like, I feel like what you wear is just kind of like, it's not.
It's very last minute.
It's not like special or like it's not something specific, right?
Okay.
And I kind of was like a little bit offended by that because I think I look fine. I mean, not really. But, you know, it made me, now every time I get ready for the podcast and I'm thinking of what to wear, I hear my mom's words in my head of like, you gotta look more I don't even know what she was saying. I don't think she knows what she was saying, but it's just
I think she knows exactly what she was saying.
What?
She wasn't saying that you're not put together. She was just saying that
what I choose to wear is not like great.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Someone is calling me.
Can you just put it on a speaker and see what it is?
Hello? Yeah, coming right down, thanks. Okay, we gotta go pick up a package. I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, guys, sorry about that interruption. I also just ran up these stairs, so if I sound a little bit out of breath,
that's what fine. Is it like living on a fourth floor in a building?
Wow, just telling people what floor we live on, like
hey, we live in New York on a fourth floor. Good luck finding us. Like what?
Also, what is nobody's it like? Looking. I mean, we don't have a elevator, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Imagine we lived on a sixth floor.
Our building only has five floors, but yeah.
The moment you get to the second floor, that's when it hits.
Honestly, I try, like, if we're coming back from somewhere together and we start walking up the stairs, Yoni loves to call out the pain that you're feeling as you're walking up the stairs. So I always am like, shh. Like, I can't talk. I cannot talk. I have to focus on getting through the third stair.
The third floor is the hardest.
Yeah, it's like from the second. Oh, actually, no, from the third floor to the fourth floor.
That's what I said.
Yeah, sorry. I was confused.
And that's when it hits the most. And this is the exact thing I always say. I was like, it's right around here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's right there.
That's where I'm like, shh.
And your legs are just like burning. What are you looking for?
My phone.
It's right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking for my phone because in today's episode.
That was actually a good introduction. Speaking of things that like I do. That was one of them.
Oh, yes. That wasn't even on my list.
See?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, where's your phone now?
Damn. Are you serious?
Hold, please. So many interruptions.
Sorry, guys. You can just continue.
No, I'll just wait.
Put it on charger. Okay. All right.
So I don't know if you can tell. I don't know exactly what we're going to title this episode. We always figure it out later. But today we have had this episode on our list, on the back burner until we feel like making the list.
Yeah. And we had it on the list for like how long? Like a year almost.
Yeah. It was like, from like before you even moved here. That we yeah.
It was
about
season
this.
Two.
And then every time you brought it up, I was like, but I don't feel like doing the prep work for the episode. Just felt like a lot because you have to really think like, what do I want to say and what do I want to put on the list?
Yeah.
And also with these types of episodes, what always happens is that we record, it's a great episode, and then like later I start remembering things and I'm like, how did I not put it on the list?
I mean, even today we're going to forget things.
Yeah, we're going to forget
things. Yeah, it's not like so, it's normal.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about things that Alia does, just basically home habits. Not necessarily only home habits, but it's just like if you live with a partner or if you have somebody in your life that you're together with, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it'll be funny. And I thought that's how the idea came about. I was like, why don't we call each other out on the things that we do around the house?
Yeah.
It could be things that annoy me. It could be things that you do that I think is just like funny or maybe unnecessary, things like that. So I have a long list of things.
Yeah, at first I did my list and then Yoni was like, okay, let me start mine. And then I had like 8 things and he only had 2, you know, because it just takes a little bit of time to like get to the juices because you're not always thinking about like what are the things that you do that annoy me. So should we start?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I will go first on things that Yoni does that are of significance to me in some way, okay?
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Like
of significance. Like
it doesn't have to be that they're negative things or things that annoy me. It's things that are like noticeable. They're different enough for them to be like a problem or not aligned.
So they're uniquely me.
So they're uniquely you, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, the first one is leaving damp paper towels around the kitchen. You will find at some point in the day, Yoni will have used a paper towel, probably wet it a little bit or wiped some juice up or whatever, cleaned up something.
Okay.
And then you just leave it crumpled up, wet, damp, used.
Okay.
On the counter.
Can I defend myself?
Please.
The reason why I do that, first of all, is because I like to clean the counter.
That's fine.
Okay.
Or now, the stove.
Okay, the stove. Yeah, whatever. And second of all, I don't throw it away because it's thick enough. It's like one of those that if it's like the cheaper ones that just get like dissolved like in water.
Okay.
You know those? I throw them away, obviously. But then sometimes if we decide, you know what, this month, let's have that good quality shit, right?
Yo, the adult shit that we talk about now is like, ooh, what type of paper towels do y'all use?
No, exactly. Sometimes you're like, yeah, let's just go to the corner store, get whatever they get, right? And then it's just like the rolls that they're almost see-through.
Yeah. We have like the double-ply paper towels.
Exactly. But right now, this month, we got that good shit, okay? Yeah. So when I use one of those, I'm like, I can use it for something else. I don't want to just throw it away.
But you never end up. Sometimes there's multiple. Like there's one by the sink and then there's one by the stove.
There's one by the sink on the left side and there's one by the sink on the right side.
Yeah.
I do that because those are all areas that usually either get wet or usually get.
So you want it to get more absorbed?
No, I just want to be ready. So then like whenever it gets dirty or wet, I can just like wipe it down.
Yeah, but the towel is already wet.
Okay.
So how is it, you're going to wipe water with a wet towel?
No. Well, not necessarily water. It could be anything that I just wanted to wipe down.
So
I just use it.
You just want to have a paper towel that's like wet.
I just want to have a paper towel available so I can just grab and just use it instead of using more of because those are expensive.
Yeah, no, those are expensive.
It's expensive.
Especially here. And if you pick it up from like the corner store, that's just like
$8. It's like $8, yeah, like $9. Yeah, it's like $8.99. That's too much.
Yeah.
So I will try to use just like one square for like the whole day if I could.
That's fair. Okay. Exactly. We should do like one each.
Okay, we should do one each. All right. Okay. After dinner.
You should say one thing that Alia does. I feel like that'd be good.
Okay. One thing that Alia does is that whenever she eats dinner, sometimes we eat dinner together and then sometimes we eat separately, right?
Okay.
Whenever we eat it separately, I would say most of the time, she watches her show, she's eating. That's quality time. I'm sure if you listen to this, everyone...
Wait, quality time like with me and you?
No, quality time for you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Quality
yeah.
time well, isn't it just... always with two people.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know why... To me, it sounded like you were saying that when I'm watching my own show with my headphones in, eating my dinner, and you are like across from me doing the same thing. That's quality time. Like,
no, that's not quality time, obviously. So you're doing your own thing, watching your show, right?
Okay.
And
now that it's summer and we're out and about, I love smelling good. And Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil smells just like summer in a bottle with all natural ingredients. Uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. This body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve your skin's elasticity and deeply moisturize. I'm seriously telling you, every time I use it, I get this post-vacation glow as if I just returned from a tropical getaway. I love knowing Osea is woman-founded and led skincare that is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. It's super rich but not greasy, which is very important to me, and it leaves my skin so glowy and toned. Get healthy and glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. You can get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ.
After you're done eating, you never really put your plate away. Like, you leave it empty in front of you and you're just stuck in the show. You can sit there for like an hour, for like a whole episode. You do that.
Okay,
so do you want to defend yourself? Like, what do you think?
No, it sounds like I'm attacking you.
No, but I feel like you do that. And
I think it's very interesting you say that.
And I'm not saying that it's bad.
When you watch your basketball games or whatever as you're eating, you also do the same thing. And then I'm also most of the time the one that cooks. So eventually when I get up and I take the plates away, which in a way is kind of your thing to do because I'm the one that just cooked.
Okay.
So like the person that is going to do the dishes clears the table. Mm-hmm. I'm not also going to clear the table and wash the thing and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So then I'm thinking when we're both eating and I'm done, like whenever you're done, you're going to also take my plate and your plate.
And I do that.
Okay. So how can you say that I wait and I leave the plate there when it's on you to get the plate?
Oh, so is it on me really? Like it's on me to take your plate. Like is that like an established thing?
Because it's also in my like growing up, I always felt like the person that cooked is the last person that
to
like
do anything cleans. Else after that. I mean, exactly. Yeah, of course, that's fair.
Yeah. So then I just kind of.
But like, I mean, you can put your plate in the sink.
But it's kind of like you clear the table and you say thank you for the meal. I don't know why I have this very core memory growing up of like someone cooks for you. Then you clear their plate and put it in the sink. It's kind of like a thank you. Like it, you know what I'm saying? It's like you take it and you're like, thank you for the meal, you know?
Okay, now you're kind of making it seem like I don't say thank you for the meal.
No. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying like that's my association with I always think, even though sometimes like the plate is annoyingly in my way, so I take it away.
No, I don't have, the time I think about I brought it up because I actually don't have a problem with it. It's just something that I've observed. And I do it, you know, I take your plate away.
Yeah. But you know how you feel sometimes when I like make us breakfast or something, and then I'm also the one that takes our plates. You always are like, no, babe, I got it.
Yeah.
So it should be you doing it, is my point. You even feel like it should be you.
It's not really something that I think about. This is just, it makes sense for me to do. You cooked, you made the meal. That's exactly. You're said. Done for the day.
Yeah. So that's why usually I just.
So that's why you just, okay, I got it. I never knew.
We never talked about it.
I never knew that was like a thing that you thought about. Like, I'm just going to leave it here because I cooked.
Well, and because I just feel like tired from making that whole meal, I'm not like ready to also, okay, now let me clean, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
True. Damn, I feel like we're going to discover a lot of things about each other because we never talked about this.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing that's kind of similar.
Why do you smile so big? Oh my God. Yo, that scares me now.
That is kind of similar. It's not even a big deal. That is kind of similar to the paper towel thing because it involves the sink area. Is that when Yoni eats fruit, especially strawberries, they're eaten in two ways, okay? One way, you know, washed strawberries, whatever. You're at the sink still. With the washed strawberries like somewhere nearby, and you directly like you don't cut the strawberry, you like bite the strawberry and leave like a little bit of the end with the green leaves, and that's how you eat it. I'm not at that part yet. Okay. Or after that, or another option is obviously like you cut them nicely, and then you have your cute strawberries and you have the ends of the strawberries on your cutting board, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in both of those scenarios. Our kitchen is laid out so that our garbage is under our sink, okay? Like most kitchens. In both of the scenarios, Yoni doesn't take the little bit of effort to put the strawberry ends in the garbage. It's much easier to just put them in the sink.
Okay, and let me tell you why I do that.
And then we add dishes to the sink. We add water in dishes so that it doesn't get crusty. And then by the end, when it's finally, you do the dishes and it's finally time to throw away the like food that gathers in the sink.
This is a really important part, right?
There's also nasty strawberry ends that have been sitting in a pool of water and oil and grease and yogurt and whatever to like wash. And they're like mushy. And then the last thing I want to do is touch your mushy strawberries that are not necessarily... unnecessarily in the sink, and I have to take them and put them in the garbage. And I hate that I have to do that. And that's not just strawberries. If Yoni cuts an onion, same thing. He doesn't take the onion ends and the onion peel and puts it in the garbage. He puts it in the sink. And then it starts to get wet and shit.
You know why I do that? I put all of that stuff, like the fruits and the vegetables that I could, I put them all in the sink because I know that I do the dishes, right? So whenever I'm done doing the dishes, it's going to be up to me to clean the shit up anyway.
It doesn't always end up being up to you.
It is. So when I do that, I just know in my mind, like, okay, later, I'm going to have to throw it in the trash.
But my question is, why don't you just directly, initially, in the first place, throw it in the trash?
Because when I cut the strawberries and I'm hungry and I really want some nice strawberries, right? Especially when I cut them, like I take my time to cut them, I just want to eat them right away.
Okay. So you don't have to... you don't have to put away the cutting board with the strawberry ends. You can go sit down, eat your strawberries, mm-hmm. and then clean up afterwards.
So what do I do?
You still throw that shit in the sink, bro. I swear to God, the amount of times I have seen fruit and vegetable ends and things that are just sitting in the sink. That potatoes, is, same that's thing. A good sweet one. Potato takes the ends of the soggy potato, put throws it in the sink. Sometimes like you cut it here and then you like do a little Kobe towards the sink. Like, yeah, it's just fun.
I don't know why. It's
And yeah, you do the dishes most of the time, but there are times when like I only cook for myself or I'm home by myself because you are gone in the morning. So I'm like cooking just for one. And then I'm trying to clean as the day goes if I'm like working from home and I got to deal with last night's strawberries.
Oh my God. I mean, so that is something that I will work on, but it's just such a habit for me to just put anything I cut, fruit or strawberry, just straight in the sink. Oh, it's easy. Let me know if you do that, because I feel like more people, like a lot of people do that.
If you're like...
I know, basically what I'm trying to say, I know I'm not the only one who does that.
No, you're probably not the only one, but it's just, it's annoying to me.
Okay.
You do the same thing if you're like peeling a cucumber, that you leave the cucumber. You just think that like the sink is compost. And it's not. Like, yeah. The fruit isn't just going to disintegrate eventually. Okay, your turn.
Yo, that was a good one. That was a really good one. Damn. I didn't think you were going to use that one. Okay. Okay, this is a good one. This is something Alia does, okay? When Alia gets home from anywhere, doesn't matter what she did, doesn't matter if it was 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 5 days, right? You get home, and I swear to God, the first thing that you do...
And this is on my list, too.
The first thing that you do...
Take them through it.
You take your clothes off, and you change to home clothes.
It's like the first thing.
It's the first thing, like... And
like shoes off, everything off, home clothes on.
Yeah, and me... Should I talk about me then?
I can tell you what you do. Because I also have this on my list. So oh, I can damn. Do half and half.
Okay, so this is what she does as soon as she gets home. And I kind
of
wish I did that.
And if it's the end of the night. Sorry.
No, that's it.
And if it's the end of the night, I also, before like anything else, I put on my home clothes and then I go wash my face, do my skincare immediately. Yeah. And then I probably like... start making dinner, or you know, if we already ate dinner, I get in bed.
Yeah,
I get my water bottle.
It's so nice because the moment you get home, you're home now. Like you just want to get comfortable, and then you can like pick up your phone, do whatever you want.
But I won't pick up my phone and do like my end of the night downtime in street clothes. And what Yoni does,
it doesn't hit the same.
It's I can't do it. I would never do it.
You probably have never done that.
No. Like, if I know I'm coming home and I'm not leaving again, it's game over. It's PJs on right away. It's brush my teeth because I might make dinner. But you know, but what Yoni does, same thing. We're coming back together. And then Yoni just is on his phone. He pulls out a chair. Shoes are still on. Sometimes in the wintertime, jacket stayed on. And he's just on his phone.
That's not true. Not the jacket. Nah. You're adding. You guys, she just wants to add shit.
I have definitely seen you in your puffy ass shit sitting down on your phone. And I'm like, babe, take off your jacket.
Okay, the reason why in the wintertime, if I'm wearing my boots, right? With a million strings.
Okay.
The shoelaces.
In the summertime, though.
Everybody knows when you have boots on, those are the last. It takes so much effort to put that shit on and to take it off.
Okay, I mean, that's true.
That's very true.
Sometimes I actually even start doing it myself so I can get you going.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like in the summertime, I don't really... See, here's my thing, right? I get home, and I just want to relax for a little bit.
Bit for you is like, I'm going to bed, and Yoni's still in his clothes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, sometimes I would stay with my jeans on, my t-shirt, like, everything on, and I would just, like, hang out in the house like that.
Yeah, and it's like, don't you want to just... Oh my God, it's like the first thing I do.
And I know that I would be so much more comfortable if I actually just like changed, right?
Yes.
But I think...
Because that's still something that you gotta do.
Yeah, and I don't want to do it. Yeah. You know, I just don't want to. I kind of just want to like take a shower and then do that. And sometimes I take a while to take a shower before
I get
home.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. By the time, like, I've been in bed for an hour chilling, cozy in my soft PJs, watching my show.
Soft PJs.
Got my little snacky snack. And Yoni is like just now getting up.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that. I got to change.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I guess technically it's mine again because you just said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we got this one. Okay.
Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years, especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ.
Now, speaking of changing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing that Alia does, and I know she's going to disagree with me. Okay, but this is what you do.
Okay.
When you get home, you change, you do all that. That's great, right? First thing. But sometimes you don't put your clothes away. You leave it on the floor sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You leave the shoes right where you took it off. You just leave the shoes there. But you're cozy. You're good. Now you're all, but it's just like, now you gotta like actually finish the job.
Now I actually gotta get up from being cozy to just put that shit away.
Yeah. So would you agree with me?
No,
with
I definitely do that.
Okay.
And
I can ask you while we're here, can I ask you why you do that?
I do that because the satisfaction I get
of not having to do anything else, right?
Yeah. To just like take the shirt off and like throw it behind me. I don't see it. You know? It is so satisfying.
That's what you do.
Sometimes if we get home and Yoni knows that I've been like hella hot or uncomfortable all day,
mm-hmm.
what he does is like, as soon as I get home, he knows that I'm about to take some shit off, especially if it's hot, because then I'm like going to go to the AC and just like put my arms up. You know?
Yeah.
But what he does is sometimes assists me because he just knows how satisfying it is for me to just let shit go. Like,
yeah.
Like drop your pants and like step out of them. You know, there's no like packing them up.
Yeah.
So sometimes I would like take my shirt off or something and you would just like pull it off.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah, babe, feel that shit.
Just relax, you know? Because I know how much you just love to letting go of things that you no longer need.
Same, like socks. Isn't it so satisfying to just like peel it off your foot? And
yo, I just throw the sock far away. Like, have you ever seen me do that? Because it's like, I'm so tired of having socks on or whatever. If I could do that with shoes without breaking shit, I would.
I don't know. I just pictured you like take off your shoe and throw it like how you throw the sock.
My shoes are way too heavy for that. Size 12 just flying across the apartment.
That would be wild. That would be so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why that really got me.
So sometimes I take my socks off and I'm just so happy to be home that I would just like make it into a ball and just like throw it, you
and
know?
It's so satisfying like, I don't need to know that you ain't gotta go pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
If we had a window available for me to throw that shit out the window, I probably would.
Yeah. I feel like in our house, what we should do is like we should have like our laundry room, the hamper, like the laundry bin. Is like somewhere in like a wall or some shit that's like designed to be really satisfying to throw shit in it. Cause
yeah.
Okay. Something that Yoni does is he always overcooks his chicken.
Are you seriously gonna bring that up?
Like,
I mean,
always overcooks pretty much any type of thing that you want to be careful okay. to not, like chicken, steak, shrimp, all that shit. Like anything that he cooks, it's cooked down so hard. Like it can be like vegetables with sauce, with this. And he's always just mixing it. He feels like if he mixes it more, it's going to like just make it better.
Well, if I mix, because okay, so there's a certain way that I like to cut my chicken. Let's start with that, right?
Okay.
I don't just like, if it's a thick chicken thigh or whatever, or like a chicken breast, right? I never cook the full thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone cooks the full thing.
I cut it in half.
Okay.
I make it thinner.
Okay.
And put it on the pan.
Oh.
Yeah. I always cut it in half because sometimes that shit is like an inch thick.
I feel like I always cut it. Usually, I try to cut it in like three, two, but.
I don't do three. I do two.
Yeah. You know, I have skill.
Okay.
So. No, but I feel like the way you cook it the most is like cubed.
Oh, I didn't finish yet.
You just said you put it on a pan.
True. I forgot one part. So after I cut it in half, that's when I chop it up in like a million cubes.
Yeah, like almost like ground chicken. No.
Wow, you're exaggerating. Okay.
No. But your cubes are definitely tiny.
Yeah. And that's just a specifically Yoni made recipe.
And then Yoni like likes to just put all the spices he can find. Guys, okay, wait. I'm going to put you on the spot. Yoni cooks with tahini, okay? Which, in my knowledge, you do not cook tahini. Tahini is, you know which one I'm talking about.
I mean, yes, but let people know because they might not.
Tahini is like, I'm pretty sure it's a Mexican spice, and popularly, it's like put on fresh fruit or like on
salad.
I don't know if it's used in salad. I think it's mostly used like on fresh fruit. Like if you've seen, you know, fruit stands where they have like cut up mango, watermelon, whatever.
That on mango would be crazy.
Stick it. They like sprinkle it on. So tahini is like for that.
You know,
and for like rimming like a margarita or something. Mm-hmm. But you don't cook it. Like you don't use it as like chicken seasoning. You know, and Yoni does. So I'm sorry. I just think that's really funny. And I try to explain to you.
That was a one-time thing. And I knew that you were going to bring that up. No, actually, I didn't know you were going to bring that up. But it makes sense for you to bring that up as if like I always do it. But I don't always do it.
Okay. That's fair. He did it recently.
Okay. So, this is something that I think will never change. Because this is just like how you are. Okay.
Okay.
So, when we're driving... I mean, now we don't drive anymore because, you know, we live here. But when we were in Seattle and, you know, we use the car every day pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Whenever we get home and Alia happens to drive that day, right? Looking for parking with Alia can either make the day or break the day, okay? It'll make the day if she finds parking right away. It's a good day. She's happy. She's parking.
And I parked it well, too.
Exactly. But if we don't find parking, then things can go downhill pretty fast, I would say. Because she gets so mad. And I honestly don't know why. So I will use this opportunity to ask you why you actually get mad. Because when I don't find parking, babe, it's fine. I'm going to find it eventually. Just drive around, take your time. It's all good. And it doesn't matter if it's raining or the sun is shining. It has the same effect on Alia. And we need to solve that. Okay? So why do you think that is?
Okay, well, I don't think the same like you were saying earlier. I don't think I am the only person that gets frustrated when they just can't find parking. Especially, okay, if we're going home and I ain't got like something to do and I'm not in a rush and stuff like that, usually I would say like I would be better. I might still get frustrated. If it takes us like 20 minutes to drive around, it's just literally nothing. It's annoying.
It's annoying.
But then the worst situations when I admit I will inevitably get mad and frustrated and angry is if we're like parking by a restaurant or somewhere where there's a lot of traffic, because there will always be someone that ends up sitting in your ass waiting for you to park. And that's when I get the most nervous. And if it's an uphill, downhill situation, even worse.
Wait, so let's break down this scenario, right? Where let's say it's a straight road, just straight road. And we found a spot. It's not the biggest spot in the world, but we can fit in there. But there's a car right behind us. Because, you know, you have to wait until we park.
And somehow they always kind of end up like really up close to you. So it gives you the feeling like I can't actually maneuver the car.
And you have to slowly back down and let them know, back up. I'm going backwards because I want to park.
Yeah, but sometimes right? They still kind of barely move. But anyways.
Okay, yes, that's true. So, and if there's a car behind Alia, she, for some reason, gets very nervous to park, and you don't even park the way you really park.
I know, and I like give because up so quickly because if it doesn't work the first time, I'm leaving. I'm not gonna like make the other. And also the other person, like, can you not be so close so that when I start parking, like you have enough time to go around or something?
When you chop parallel, so we're talking about parallel parking, right?
Parallel parking only.
Yes, yeah. When it doesn't work out for the like the first time when you try to park, you just leave.
Yeah,
and I'm like, whoa. We just lost a spot. Like, just go back and then try to get in again. Like,
I just so like.
Especially if someone is like watching you. Like, that's. I feel like if there's no one behind us, then you can take a few more times. Like, we'll get in there. But if there's someone behind us and just waiting for us to park so they can continue to, you know, to go on, I feel like you feel so watched and judged.
I do feel watched and I feel like waited on, and I don't like that because I'm like, oh, like I can't, I don't know. It just gets to me.
And then you just leave.
And then I just leave.
And then we lose a parking spot, and then we're looking for another parking spot for another 20 minutes.
I do that. But thankfully, we don't drive anymore.
No, I mean, that's true.
Okay. Something that Yoni loves to do is play music on a speaker in the morning.
Okay.
And when I say this, a lot of people were probably going to be like, what's the problem with that?
Exactly. What is the problem with that?
But I have expressed to my lovely husband many, many times that in the morning, I like to slowly wake up my senses.
Okay, you don't have to change your voice.
And I don't want to stimulate my brain with every single thing possible. I probably already looked at my phone, you know? But then I get up and I kind of need like emptiness in my hearing to hear my own thoughts about, like, I start making lists of like, okay, what do we have to do today? Like, what's on the list? What do I have to do for work? Mm-hmm. You know, what are some things, like, is the apartment a mess? Like, okay, I'm gonna do, like, I'm gonna take care of this and take care of this. I really like do a lot of this type of thinking in the morning, and I need quietness.
But what if I play, like, what if I play something chill?
But most of the time you're not. Most of the time you're playing like some, lately it's been a lot of like reggae or something that's like, it's like, it never is chill enough for me. Hmm. And this is very personal, but I have expressed multiple times that I just need like quiet in the morning.
Okay.
You know, you can always put on your headphones.
No, it's true. True. I just want to like wake up and feel like when I'm up, I just want to feel good and get the day going, you know? Like, if I wake up with no music, I just feel like I'm still asleep almost.
Nah, when I wake up when there's music playing super early, to me, I'm like, I can't hear myself think. I can't, like, I'm like wasting mental time.
Mental hearing time.
The music versus like, I'm like being productive in my head of making like my list.
No, no,
if there's music playing and I don't get to make my list and go through the thing before the day, then eventually when I'm like, okay, can you please turn off the music? I feel like I can't even think right now.
Yeah.
And then you stop it. That's when I'm like, okay. And then I start making breakfast and I start thinking about, have a lot of like internal dialogue, you know?
No, no, I like it. But this is not the only time that this happens.
Okay, what's another time?
Another time, this is not even on my list, so we're not gonna count that, okay? Because after this, okay. I will go still with my turn.
Okay.
Alia cannot get dressed when there's music playing. I don't understand why. It's like you can't decide what you want to wear.
I can't focus.
Why do you need to focus so bad?
Like, if it's...
Like, how much focus do you need to pick an outfit?
Lots. That is hilarious because that is so true. I don't know what it is that I can't. I feel like when I get dressed,
you just need the whole house to be quiet.
I just need to be able to. I feel like, you know, it's kind of the same thing when you're looking for parking and to see something better, you turn down the music.
I 100%.
It's kind of like the same thing. Like, for me to be able to pick an outfit, I need to like quiet most things.
Well, you wait till you have kids and see how you're gonna deal with that.
I mean, but I don't have kids yet, so I can control my environment now, and I will. And sometimes like, you're playing like some shit that is just annoying.
No, it doesn't matter. Even if it is songs that you like.
Yeah, but it's not the right song for the right moment.
Yo, like, it's crazy. It's too loud. Like, you have two different outfits and you're trying to decide which one. If I'm playing music, Alia will not make up her mind.
Because I will just keep trying things on and then I'm like, I can't focus. Like, there's just this like noise in my
head. It's like you can't, it's like you really can't make the decision if there's music playing.
Yes.
That's not a joke, guys. I'm not exaggerating.
It's so real. This happens all the time.
This happens every day.
Okay, not every day. You like, don't play music on the...
If I play music and then, because I love to get ready if we're going somewhere.
It's not just music. Sometimes it's interviews.
Hold on a second. Interviews, music. I love to listen to something while I'm getting ready.
You love to listen to something at all times.
Okay. So, if we're getting ready at the same time, I can't really get ready the way I like to get ready because Alia needs the whole house to be quiet.
I mean, we can talk and shit.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. So,
it's a good one.
That's a good one. It's so funny. Okay.
And that was actually mine. So, it's
okay.
Your turn.
Okay, cool. So this is another thing that Alia does that I don't understand why or how you could even do that. Okay. Every morning when you brush your teeth, right? You brush your teeth for 10 minutes.
That is not
10
true.
Or 15 minutes. I've never met anyone who brushes their teeth longer than Alia.
Guys, this is going to actually kind of have a reverse effect on you real quick because I have a timed electric toothbrush. Okay. The toothbrush is timed for 2 minutes. So you turn it on, it's going to buzz and work and you're going to brush your teeth for 2 minutes. And it even has little buzzers 4 times. So you know it's been 30 seconds. So if you like are brushing the bottom, then you're here for the thing, then you're at the top, whatever, right? And it's a 2 minute toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
So I always brush my teeth for 2 minutes. Sometimes if I'm watching my show at night,
she just starts the whole cycle again.
I start the whole cycle and I do like 4 minutes because it's just kind of satisfying.
Yo, yesterday I was watching you and you were just like this.
Was I watching something?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it seems like it's very long to me, like how long I brush my teeth, because I feel like you should brush your teeth for longer. You kind of like go around, but I feel like you need another loop. You just brush your teeth for like maybe 45 seconds.
No.
A
minute and a half.
No.
Yeah.
Way less.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, I do.
Okay. Brush our teeth at the same time and see how long 2 minutes is.
No, yesterday, the shit you did yesterday, that shit was like 10 minutes. I feel like you watched half of the episode brushing your teeth.
That is not true. That is not true.
Okay.
It's just satisfying though.
Okay, so this is another thing that Alia does. And I want you to explain to me how you do that, okay?
Okay.
Alia is the fastest sleeper of all time. How do you do that? Because if we go to bed at the same time, it will take me 2 hours to fall asleep.
That's a lot.
Maybe an hour.
That's like 30 minutes.
Well, it also depends if I'm actually like sleepy or not. But I feel like with you, it doesn't matter. But like your body just knows that once we hit this bed... It's lights out.
No, it's just once I turn like the internal lights out, I close my eyes and I'm like, now we sleep.
What do you think of when you go to sleep? You just close
Nothing.
Your eyes?
Nothing. I just get hella comfortable. Like I'm thinking about how comfortable I am. I'm like, damn, this bed is good. And then I fall asleep. You know?
Yeah. You must be real comfortable on your
and
side.
And I would say, honestly, when was it? There was like at some point a few years ago that I realized that I just do so much stuff in one day. I do like I work, I go to the gym, I like cook food. I like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We, depending on everyone's routine though and what you do. But I just feel like at the end of the day.
I am so tired.
No, I'm just like fairly tired.
Fairly.
In the sense of like, I feel like my body's a little bit tired. I need like downtime is like coming, you know? Mm-hmm. I just feel my body is like shutting down for the night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I lay down and I'm tired enough to like, I actually need to sleep.
Yeah.
You know? No. That doesn't mean that I don't stay up. Like, I stay up. Sometimes I watch my shows for, like, too long.
Or yeah,
too late.
And it also doesn't mean that I don't do shit, right?
What do you mean?
Like...
Oh, yeah.
It just means... I feel like, to me, I have a lot of energy. So, when it's time for me to go to bed, most of the times, I'm not even sleepy.
You're kind of a night owl.
I'm just like, I should probably go to bed. It's 2 a.m. now. Let's just call it a day.
God. And sometimes I'll get so frustrated the next day when I wake up. And I went to bed around like maybe 11:30 or something. And I put myself away and I just go to bed. And I'm out like a light. And then I find out the next day when Yoni like sent me a reel while I was asleep. And then I like slide it over and I see 2 a.m. And I'm like, babe.
Why are you looking at the time of the reel?
You up until 2 a.m.?
Why are you looking at the time of when I send you stuff?
Because of the that exact reason. Because I'm like, I swear he probably stayed up hella late.
So that's a way of for you to know what time I went to bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if I see that you sent me a reel that I hadn't watched, means that like I usually look at my apps, you know, like all my apps before I go to bed.
Yeah, I got to stop sending you shit then.
So if there's something I didn't see yet, it's like, bam, what time was this at?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I messed up on the list here because I just have the regular like dash instead of the bubbles. So I know what I did already.
Okay, that's okay. I can take a break and figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that it's not that you do, it's kind of like something that we both do and always kind of happens to us somehow.
Okay.
Is we're just in the apartment together. Maybe we're working from home like right now today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to go somewhere or we have to... Actually, it can be that we don't have to go anywhere. But basically, somehow, we both have to go use the bathroom at the same time.
It's never the same time. You just copy me.
No, it's not true.
It is. When you see me heading to the bathroom...
And it is usually Yoni in the bathroom first and I go in after.
You go. Like, let's say I'm in the bathroom, right? And I know that I need to use it. But I look in the mirror for a second. Maybe I have, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
You do a little check.
Yeah, do a little, because imagine going through life without a mirror. Would that be so weird?
Crazy.
So yeah, so I go to the mirror. I think we all can agree that at some point you look in the mirror like midday to just see what's going on, you know? Like,
yeah.
Is your face okay? Do you have a random pimple, right? That's normal.
Sure.
Yeah. Everybody does that. So I do that and then Ali just gets in the bathroom and then start using the bathroom.
Because I need to use
You just
the bathroom.
Go and you just sit down.
I mean, yeah, because I need to pee.
Some people think like, damn, I use the bathroom when both we are in there.
We're married. Doesn't ever like, and also we have one bathroom. We don't have two bathrooms.
Yeah. But I wonder how many people do that.
I don't know. Let us know. Let us know in the comments.
Like if you're in a bathroom, if you're in the bathroom, can your partner just like walk in and use the bathroom while you're there?
Well, I don't feel comfortable if you're in the bathroom with me. Like if you're in the bathroom like washing your face or something and I need to like go number two, I'm not about to come in there. Except actually no, I'll just tell you like, babe, I gotta go, like get out.
You kick me out.
I kick you out. It always happens.
But you know me, I don't care.
When you go to the bath, yeah, you don't care. But when you go to the bathroom and then you're like in the bathroom doing something and for some reason I always need to use the bathroom when you're in there. I don't know what it is.
And so, okay, this is another thing, right? And that wasn't on the list, but I'm just going to add it to the list right now.
Okay.
Okay. I've been out all day doing shit, working, shooting, playing basketball, getting my bike. Oh, by the way, the bike is my new favorite thing. The NYC city bike is my new hobby. We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
So I get home, right? And then I'm like, all right, cool. What am I going to eat? And then I want to start making food. And then Alia was like, oh, you know what? Let me start making food too. And then we're like both in a small ass kitchen making food together. and like together, but like separately. Like I would know what I want to eat. And then she makes her thing on the side. And I'm just like, you had 6 hours.
Okay, well, you also, if you come home at lunchtime.
No, I gotta eat. No. But why do you do it the moment I get in there?
Because you come when I'm hungry. I don't know. And it's very true. I do that. I have no idea why.
That's unacceptable. Like, at least if I come around, lunchtime is not the time that I come in.
And also, okay, I have a no. And my note is that sometimes you're like, okay, babe, I'm going to make some food, right? But from when you say you're going to make some food to when the food is done, it's like an hour, if not more. Because you don't start right away. You're like, okay, babe, I'm going to make some lunch. And then that means the kitchen is yours.
Yes.
But I know that you're probably going to take a while by the time you actually get to make the thing and whatever. You're on your phone a little bit because you just got home, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I have like some time that I can just whip something up real quick because he's probably not going to get cooking right away, which most of the time you can admit is the case.
It is the case.
So then I'm just like, oh, fuck, I'm kind of hungry now that Yoni's home and he's making lunch. Like, I should eat too.
And he gave me a great idea to maybe to start making some food.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we end up like overlapping.
It's so annoying. It's like it's very, very annoying.
And the kitchen is small, y'all. The kitchen is so small.
Honestly, it wouldn't even matter if it was a big kitchen.
No, if it was a big kitchen, we got space.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I guess if you're working in a particularly smaller kitchen and you come home after a long day and all you think about is I just want to get home and get cooking, right? And then your partner's just sitting there at the same time. Like,
and as soon as you get home, like,
I want to open the fridge to get something. She's under me. Like, oh, I want to get the kale. I want to get the spinach.
I'm dead because that's exactly what happens. Because Yoni usually opens the fridge and he's kind of like looking down at it. So then I just sneak and at the bottom and like go down on my knees and I'm like,
and I'm just oh, like, yeah, yo, and I'm hungry. I just want to make food. She's been here and now she's like reaching under me.
Yo, that's hilarious because that so happens the same every time.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to stop doing that. Okay. I'm going to try to plan ahead.
Yes, please. Please, because.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for today's episode. That completed my list.
I think I have one more.
Oh, really?
Can I go just a few more for me?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Here's another thing that Alia does that I think is super hilarious. And I just don't understand why you do it every single time we go to that specific spa.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm like, where are we going?
Okay. So you, mm-hmm. Alia, specifically, you love to do this. We go out to a restaurant.
Okay.
We sit down and, you know, you've been really excited to go to that restaurant.
Okay.
Okay. So we go. You tell me about the menu. Alia is a foodie. Okay.
I am.
She's passionate. She'll break down the menu. She'll tell me like what's like, you know, when you look at a menu and then you see like a random word that you don't even know, like,
and I know what that it is. You won't know what
I'm
it
like,
is.
How do you know what this is?
I've just.
Okay. So we're at a restaurant, right?
Is yesterday an example of this?
No, okay. But probably because you always do it. I just didn't catch it, right?
Okay.
So we get our food. Actually, this happens before we get our food. Okay. When people are getting their food, Alia loves to watch the server come out of the kitchen with the food, right? So she's looking at the food like, oh, that looks good. I wonder what that is. Where is that on the menu, right? Like you watching it. And I'm watching you do this. And then the food gets presented to the table. She breaks down what each thing is. And you're still looking, right?
At someone else's table.
Yeah, at someone else's table. Yeah. And sometimes it's like right next to us. Yeah. And you just look like this, right? And they're both listening to the server. And then you...
And so am I.
Yeah. You're listening to the server like, okay, cool, right? Maybe I should order this. And then... and then once the server leaves, Alia waits for them to take that first bite. And then they go like this, right? No, let me say it. So they take the bite, right? And Alia just looks and she's just waiting for the reaction. And it's so funny. Like, where do you get that from? Because you always do it.
Oh, I mean, I don't get it from anywhere. I just... Oh, I don't know. I'm just so passionate about like going to restaurants and eating some like good ass shit, you know? That I just... I want to make sure I order the right thing. I wonder what things look like.
But how can you feel comfortable looking at a different, like another table's just food? Like you just look at the food as if it's yours.
Okay, no. I've seen other people look at the food when my table is getting the food. Mm-hmm. And I see them looking, trying to see what we got.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that happens every time.
Yeah. So how is...
But what? They don't wait until the first bite.
Okay.
You want to see the reaction. Like, is this actually good, though?
Well, I just want to see the way they interact with it. Like, was their experience.
That's so funny, yo. I don't know why it's, like, the funniest thing about
I love food, guys. I don't know what to tell you. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I got another one.
Okay.
For some reason, you watch videos on your phone out loud, like, especially TikTok. Like, you play that shit super loud.
I don't watch TikTok, so it's probably Instagram, but yeah.
Okay. You don't watch TikTok?
No. Oh, I didn't watch Reels.
Okay, so Instagram Reels. And you play that shit out loud as if you're, as if I'm not trying to do something around the house. Or like, ooh, this is another thing. When I'm, let me lock this phone. This is my last one, okay?
Okay.
When I'm watching something out loud, and it's fine. You never told me to like turn it down or anything like that, right? I'm watching something out loud and I'm just like having the best time, right? Alia will just start playing some shit louder than I'm playing my shit. And I think that's so disrespectful. it's like, why do you not, how do you think that's okay to just like play, make sure it's louder
no.
than what I'm playing?
I just can't hear. So I turned it off. Because I can't hear it because over what you're playing. So
you make sure.
It's strictly out of need. Like, I'm not competing with you, but I'm like, you're just loud.
You know what I do sometimes? I turn mine up too then.
But I swear to God, it's not on purpose to like be louder than yours so you turn yours off. It's strictly like, I'm just like, what's this shit in the back?
Yeah, that's not cool. You're ruining my experience.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but then after a while I realized, but at the first, that's just what I
did. Yeah, I think we should definitely do like a part two of this as things develop.
What, in our relationship?
Yeah, like random things that you do around the house. I think that's like fun to like make an episode
out of. Okay. Yeah, I feel like there's definitely like as time, now that we've done this episode, I feel like as we're going to just be, you know, after this, we'll like be living our lives and whatever, that some things might arise and I'll realize like, okay, let me write this down for the next episode.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you have another one?
Yeah, I saw another one. We have a water filter in the fridge, right?
It's a like, Brita. A Brita?
You know, I actually never knew what that was.
Yeah. Like you usually say, like, I have a Brita. Okay. Automatically. It's like a bottle type thing.
Okay, I have a Brita. I feel like I'm saying it so wrong, but anyways. So I have a Brita, right?
No. Just say I have.
Can I say I have a Brit?
No. The way you say it sounds like something else. So just say I have a Brita water filter.
Brita water filter. Yo, that was hard for me.
Okay.
So, and whenever it gets to the bottom, there's no more water in it. Ali will use the last cup and put the Brita back in the fridge empty.
Sometimes it's just like.
And then this morning I wake up. And I'm like, ooh, I'm about to hit that cold water. That's my favorite thing to do in the morning when I first wake up. It's just cold water.
Yeah.
I get in there and the shit is empty.
It's so light when you pick it up.
It's so light when I picked
like,
it up.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even have to see that it was empty just by the weight of it, right? So basically, just stop doing that.
Yeah.
I do that with ice sometimes. I use up all the ice.
I feel like ever since I told you that one time, you have been... You corrected.
See, I listen.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Okay, we are getting to the very end. Thank you guys so much for the episode.
Please let us know. No, because we started the thing, remember?
Okay.
Please let us know in the comments what you guys do that you think is like aligned with, you know, the theme of this episode. What's like something weird or if you have a partner and you live with them.
And he does something that we say we do.
Yes, or just like an example of something they do that bothers you like in this level.
Yeah.
You know, that it's just like, it's so specific to what you do. You
yeah,
know,
like I'm really...
The paper towel thing, I've never seen anyone do that.
The paper towel on the counter? I'm sure.
But I've also...
I'm sure there's someone out there who's done that before.
I'm sure there's someone out there that can't get dressed if the music's playing.
Mm. You sure we're good on the camera, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let us know. And I think this was such a fun episode. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I would definitely want to do a part two. And I want to hear what everyone's thing is in the comments. So we need just flood it, you know, with just random shit. And it doesn't really need to be like a partner. It could be like your sister, your brother. Just like annoying shit that people do. Like it seems like it's really their habit.
Yeah.
That they always do it.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. We are going to hop over to Patreon and have one of our Patreon episodes. If you are a member, we'll see you there. If you're not a member, you should go check it out and see what is there.
Right.
Because you get to see like a little preview of every single episode so you can get like the gist of the vibe.
And if you choose to not even do that, then that's all good. We'll see you next week, next Wednesday.
Exactly. Shout out to everyone. Remember to follow us on Instagram. That's in the description. Yes.
I want to give a shout out to a few people. Not specific people, but I want to give a shout out to anybody who's doing their homework right now. I don't know if you can do homework and listen to a podcast.
Depends what the homework is.
Yeah. Shout out to all the artists editing photos or editing or maybe just painting something right now, listening to us.
We really, video.
Yeah, really appreciate that. We appreciate all the Uber drivers. Uber, Lyft, taxi.
Ooh, I wonder if we have anyone that's listening that is an Uber driver or if one of those.
I mean, that would be cool. I mean, if I was, I would definitely, like, if I don't have any passengers, I'll definitely listen to something.
Would you play that out loud?
Yeah.
Like, with
not
passengers?
If I have passengers.
Well, I mean, because they play, like, their own music.
Yeah. Shout out to all the basketball players. Shout out to all the soccer players, football players, volleyball players.
Dancers.
Yes. I want to play volleyball.
I want to play.
Like, I feel
pickleball.
Like I would be. I feel like I would be really good at volleyball.
I don't think I would.
Oh, also, I think I know there is a volleyball player that listens to the podcast. I forget her name. Yeah. Dang.
Well, I feel like if she's listening, she knows.
Yeah. Shout out to you if you listen to this. Please DM me on Instagram because I forgot your name and we talked like a couple times before. I think she's like from France. Yeah, I think she's from France. Yeah.
Okay. Well, shout out to you.
Yeah. Shout out to you. Shout out to anybody who plays tennis, any kind of sport. And that's it. Shout out to all the cooks making food right now, listening to the podcast.
Let me know if you're a chef or something.
Yeah. We're looking for some chefs to why do you
because that's just my shit.
Okay. Alia just wants to connect.
Okay, shout out to literally everyone though.
Yeah, I just like to give specific ones because it's fun.
No, I get it. But I also like want to go to the Patreon.
You know, we do
got to get hungry, and it's either like we record the Patreon or we go get food if we go much longer, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to record and be done. It's like when I go home. Never mind.
Yeah, what are you starting to talk about?
No, I was gonna say, like, it's the same thing with how I was gonna do a parallel with the episode, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It was gonna
not. Goodbye, guys. Shout out to everyone. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you next week or on Patreon this Sunday. Okay.
Great clothes.
You like my clothes?
This Sunday.
No, I didn't say it like that. I said this Sunday.
Okay, love you guys. See you later.
Okay, bye.